makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life, Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard, directed by Mack Benoff, and starring a celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi because they feel it's a friendly, good-natured show that offers you relaxation and enjoyment. And you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum offers you relaxation and enjoyment, too. It's pleasant to chew on a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint, whether you're working, shopping, listening to your radio, or doing just about anything. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good, it's refreshing, and the good, easy chewing gives you comfort and satisfaction. So chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum often, every day. Millions enjoy it, and you will too. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Has a lot of big thing I'm a notice about the American. He's a likely to join a lot of clubs. Yeah, they got a Masons Club, a Shriners, Elks, a Mooses, a Rotarians, a Lions. Even I got a Kennel Club. But it's a one strict the rule. You don't get in unless you're a dog. Now, I don't think all the clubs are only for the bigger people. And Mamma Mia, America's got what's called Boy Scouts. Here, the young boy is learning how to cross old ladies in the streets and how to tie himself up in a knot. How about me? I'm like all Americans. I'm also belong to the Antique Dealer Association. And I'm feeling very proud because they're taking me in. This week, I'm feeling all excited because in a couple of days, they're going to run a big event. And today, I'm supposed to get my tickets in the mail. Oh, excuse me, Mamma Mia, I see a customer.
Hello. Mr. Basco?
Yes, sir.
I'm Mr. Crawford from the Antique Dealers Association.
Oh, good. I'm a belonger there, too.
Mr. Basco, I'm on the entertainment committee.
Mamma Mia, do you mean association is sending you down just to entertain me?
No, it's about your dance tickets. I was supposed to mail them, but since I was passing by your neighborhood, I thought I'd drop them off personally. Here you are. One for you and one for your wife.
What wife?
Oh, I didn't know you were single.
That's all right, as long as I'm
enough. Anyway, Mr. Basco, be sure to be there. We're expecting some mighty important people there. Our past president, Witherspoon, filling gas, Winterbottom.
Can I use a spoon of winter gas and a winter bottom?
No, Witherspoon, Tillinghast, and Winterbottom. They're all big American names.
Yeah, so American, I can't even pronounce them.
There you got something here. Well, I'll see you at the dance, eh, Basco?
Yeah, sure, Mr. Crawford, sure.
Yeah, bye. Okay,
goodbye. One extra ticket. Wonder who I'm going to go with me. Maybe some of the others.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Hey, Luigi, who is that fancy-looking fella just to walk out of the store? The exterminator?
No, Pasquale, he's from my Antique Deal Association.
My Antique Deal? So what? That's for nothing. That's just to the ASPCA for dead furniture.
Now, Pasquale, don't make fun of my association. It's a real important American club.
Oh, stop. You would join any American club that's willing to take you, including the YWCA.
That's not the truth, Pasquale.
No? Who joined the auto club, even though he ain't got a car?
Whatever was it, because I'm...
Oh, go away, go away. Listen, you would join Alcatraz if they would have changed their name to the American Crooks Association. Luigi, since time forward to you from Italy, you become an so American, you make a George Washington look like a foreigner.
Now, but Scotty, don't make a fun of some Washington.
I'm not. And the worst thing you ever did was to join up with the San Picadil Association.
What did this fellow want, anyway?
Well, he's to give me 2 tickets for a big dance this weekend.
Mm. 2 tickets, eh, Luigi? Now, don't get me wrong, Luigi. I ain't against the all clubs.
No. Sorry, I'm not taking a roasting.
Who's asking you? What makes you think I'm going to get down on my hands and knees to beg you to take my daughter to that old dance? Don't you give me credit for some proudness?
No, but I'm sorry, Pastore. I'm spoken too quick.
That's better. Luigi, please take her out, sir.
No, Pastore, maybe some other dance. Not this one, because there's going to be lots of big Americans at this dance.
So what? The roast is the biggest American ever lived.
Pasquale, please, try understand
me. I understand plenty. Rosa ain't good enough for you high class of friends. Who do you think is going to be there anyway? Rockefeller? Morgan? Here's the Roebuck?
Pasquale, they're going to have some big American people, important names like a wizard's spoon, telling in the gas in the winter's the bottom.
All right, take her Rosa along. I'm going to change her name to Tafta Hartley.
Well, I didn't expect that you would understand it.
I understand only one thing, that you became a big snoob.
Snoob, what's that?
That's a snob and a boob, that's what.
Excuse me now, Pastore, I'm going to go to my night school.
Oh, go. Let's see if you can find some American-born, ritzy-pitsy girl who's going to go with a greenhorn or boob like you.
Well, don't worry about me, Pastore. I'm going to find her.
Never. You won't be satisfied unless you can dig up a Betsy Ross for a dancing apartment.
So you gotta get a girl for the dance.
Yeah. I gotta get the one.
Luigi, did you think about Rosa?
Yeah, and I'm still gotta get a girl.
Wait, Luigi, I got just the girl for you. College graduate, American born, everything.
Oh, good, Chester.
No, wait. No, she wouldn't be so good for you.
Why not, sir?
Her husband is the cello type. Oh, smile, Luigi. We'll get you a girl even if I got to put on some blonde curls and go along with you.
Clark, I'll teach you.
Good evening, Clark.
Good evening, Miss
Baldwin. Well, let's see how smart we are today. I assigned you the chapter on the amendments to the federal constitution. Who can tell us how many amendments there are, Mr. Horowitz?
Well, I got to figure out my system. The constitution was 1789. I drop off the 8 to 9, take the 17, which is my nephew Seymour's age, add on his sister Shirley's age, which is 6, and I get 23. So, there is 23 amendments to the Constitution.
Wrong.
Miss Spaulding, you're going to tell me how old Seymour is.
Stick around, Horowitz. If they ever limit the president to 2 terms and Hawaii becomes a state, your answer's going to be perfect.
Well, suppose we take a piecemeal. What were the first 10 amendments called, Mr. Olson?
The Bill of Rights.
Now, tell us what the 13th Amendment is about.
The 13th Amendment abolished slavery.
Mr. Horowitz, the 16th Amendment.
Income taxes were authorized.
Mr. Basco, the 19th Amendment.
Huh?
Mr. Olson, tell him.
Woman suffering.
As to my trouble, Miss Spaulding.
What?
I'm got the woman suffering.
Mr. Basco, what on earth are you talking about?
I'm a suffer because I'm not going to find a woman.
Don't listen to him, Miss Spaulding. He's just a fashimmered bachelor.
Luigi means for his antique dealer's dances. Luigi needs a girl.
See, I'm got to find some nice American girl.
Mr. Basco, why are you staring at me?
I'll be down to get you in the taxi, honey.
Stop that, all of you.
I got it. I just remember.
What is your...
Last week, a very nice young girl moved into my building. I saw her name in the letterbox. Shane Brown.
Shane Brown. Shane, fine, a wonderful American name.
And what a good looker.
Yeah, but how do you know she's going to... Well, who's it going to ask her?
Don't be bashful, Luigi. You just go right up to her and say, pardon me, Miss Brown, But don't I know you from someplace?
Somewhere.
Atlantic City, maybe.
No, I never was there.
St. Louis?
I never was there neither.
Ah, Luigi, think of some place where you was and put her there.
I'm not got to the nerve.
All right, I do it for you.
You're going to ask for me, Schultz?
Yeah, for you, Luigi, I'm going to be Ciano de Schultzerach.
Hello?
Luigi, this is Cyrano. Listen, I brought Zettel. I got you chained around.
Mamma mia, I sure Sam could have kissed you.
Please, save that for the girl.
Sure, sir. Is she nice?
Is she nice? Luigi, if I was 20 years younger, I would be calling you from Niagara Falls now.
Sure, sir. Hey, but are you sure she's going to go with me?
Positive. I gave you a great big build-up.
Build up?
Yeah, sure. Don't disappoint her, Luigi.
Yeah, but now, sure, so you didn't tell her no lies about me.
Of course not.
Oh, good. What do you say about me, sure?
Nothing. Only that you are a combination of Gregory Peck and Jimmy Stewart. He's a mad dash of Errol Flynn.
Come on, mama.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, here's a suggestion that will help carry you through a busy, strenuous day feeling more relaxed and satisfied. From time to time, especially when you're tense or under pressure, chew a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. You see, the good, easy chewing goes right along with what you're doing. It helps relieve that feeling of strain and tension so that work goes smoother and time passes more pleasantly. Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum tastes good, too. It freshens your mouth, sweetens your breath, and gives you long-lasting enjoyment and satisfaction. So when you've got a job to do and you've got to keep going at your best, chew refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Millions find it helpful, and you will, too. Now, let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, Mamma Mia, tonight is a big dance for my association, and it sure seems to get me a really nice American girl, Jenny Brown, who I'm soon going to meet. I'm so nervous. I wonder what I'm going to do to make an impression, because maybe she's going to be disappointed in me. Oh, how pathetic.
Luigi, why don't you take her off? She can dance, she can't see. She's got 2 feet, ain't she?
Miss Scully, when you dance to a rooster, you're going to swear she's got 6 feet.
Luigi, that's because of you always making the same mistake. You try to lead the rooster instead of following her.
Yeah, but Scully, with the rooster, you don't lead, you just follow. And you pray for the armistice. Besides, I'm already got a girl, but got a nice American girl. Her name is Jane Brown.
What? Ooh, you two-faced and double-timing are no good.
No, Pasquale, please stop. You making a bigger thing than a little thing.
Please, don't teach me the father-in-law business. All right, go on, make a fool of yourself. Just look out of you.
What?
Jacket with a belt in the back and that bunch of wild, curly hair.
Well, all right, so nobody's going to laugh at me, Pasquale. I'm going out right now for a new suit and a haircut.
Ah, good. Now, look, if you want to make a big impression, make sure you get the latest American haircut.
What's it is, Pasquale?
The Butch.
That's a real American haircut?
Sure. Everybody in America's got it. If you don't believe me, see that a new picture, my 6 convicts.
Cut to
the jail.
Yeah, but Scotty, where am I going to get this butcher haircut?
In a butcher shop. Where else?
Scotty, I'm getting tired of you making fun of me. And now I'm going to have to buy a good new suit for myself. Goodbye.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, sir. I'm like the final suit. Something that's going to look nicer for medic than a girl.
Certainly. One or two pairs of pants.
Huh?
Would you like a suit with two pairs of pants?
You think I'm going to be too warm?
What do you mean, too warm?
I'm used to wearing a winter pair, thank you.
Oh, very. Now, here on this rack, we have some of our finest suits just imported from England.
How much do they cost, sir?
Only $150.
Well, there's a way you keep an American suit, sir.
Well, here on this rack. Now, how do you like this tweed?
No, thanks, sir.
This herringbone, perhaps?
This what?
Herringbone.
What a wonderful country where they make a suit for some little herrings.
You're making it a wonderful afternoon for me. Now, here's a nice number, sir. It's going like hotcakes. Would you like to try on the jacket?
All right, sir.
No. Take off your jacket first.
That's necessary?
Well, yes.
But wait. How much does this suit cost, sir?
Only $89.50, and believe me, it's a steal.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to afford even to steal it, sir.
Oh, you're delightful. Sir, just how much are you prepared to spend on a suit?
20?
Dollars?
What do you think I mean, a cent?
Just making sure, that's all. Now, follow me.
All right, sir.
Careful going down the cellar steps, please.
Oh! Is it so dark down here?
Yeah. Well, frankly, you're the first customer we've had down here since we ran our closing business sale 10 years ago.
Oh,
all right, this is it. Anything you see on the rack, $20.
They all look nice.
Mm-hmm.
This one has got a beautiful weave. What the color is this?
You wait a minute, I'll light a match. Beautiful weave. That's the spider web.
Look, Mr. Please, I'm going to have a suit for bigger dance with my antique association is going to get the for tomorrow night.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to look good because it's just for some nice American girl that I'm never met. So what do you think I'm sure to do?
Stay home tomorrow and listen to the radio.
Mama, but I'm got to get a suit, sir.
Oh, wait. What have we here? Here's something that might be good. A blue serge, size 38. It should fit you.
A 38? Would this be good for the party, you think?
My friend, blue serge is always in good taste at formal affairs. I had an uncle who was buried in one last month.
Good, then I'm a thank
you. Good.
Apartment, apartment 21. That's it. Jenna Brown. I'm so nervous. I think my stomach is going to fall out. Well, I pick up your courage, Luigi. Ring a bell and say hello to the American girlfriend.
Hello. Won't you come in?
Huh?
You are Luigi Bosco.
Yes, Jenna. And you mailbox is to say Jenna Brown.
Oh, my name is Janice Brogan. But it's easier for the mailman, Jane Brown.
But you come from the other side?
Oh, that's right. Same side as you come from.
Yeah, but I've been here long then.
How long have you been here?
3 years. How long have you been here?
10 months.
10 months, and you still speak with an accent?
You take me to the dance, Mr. Bosco?
Well, yeah, sure, I'm a... I better shoot the American girl. I'm more American than she is.
Oh, Bosco.
Yeah, I'm a coming. Hey, Janice, if you don't mind, I'm going to call you Jane Brown. Sure.
I'd like you to meet some of our oldest members. Now, this is Mr. Witherspoon.
How are you, Basco?
I'm pretty good, isn't it? Last week, I'm having a little cold.
And this is Mr. Tillinghast.
How are you, Basco?
Pretty good.
And in last week, I'm having a little cold.
And this is our last club president, Mr. Winterbottom.
How are you, Mr. Basco?
Well, my cold...
Now, over here...
Mamma mia, I could have caught you pneumonia. Nobody's going to listen.
What is this charming young lady with you, Basco?
My name is...
excuse me, friend. I'm going to see Mr. Crawford. He's over there, and I see he's aware of me.
I'll wait for you, Luigi.
Well, I'm glad to meet you. You having fun?
Well,
did you bring a girl?
Yeah, but I'm left her with a chilling spoon of winter gas and a call about them. I mean, it was a...
Please, dear doll, and hold my ear. It fell off again.
All right, dear. Oh, Miss Basco, meet my daughter, Doris.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Charmed, and I'm a positive.
Doris has a week off from her studies.
That's nice. So what happened? They closed it down in your night schooler?
Oh. Doris is a Wellesley girl.
Yeah, I'm thinking she's looking very Wellesley, too.
As a matter of fact, I stole a week vacation.
Oh, come now, Mr. Basco. Don't look at me so disapprovingly. Haven't you ever cribbed?
Cribbed? Oh, sure, till I was a five, then I slept on a bed.
Oh, how funny, Miss Basco. Oh, I adore the continental type of foreign origin. Are you from France or Spain or Italy, perhaps?
Well,
I could listen forever to a continental accent. It's so romantic and different. Are you from Spain? I adore Spanish.
Mamma mia, you talk a whole English language in one time.
That's my little girl. Now, Basco, don't leave before 10 o'clock. I'm going to present a gold watch to Fillingas for having found the most interesting antique of the year.
That's nice. What's he found?
Some medal that once belonged to General Cacciusco.
Oh, goody, they're playing. Shall we dance, Mr. Basco?
Well, maybe later.
Oh, come on now. You don't want to be a wallflower, do you?
Wallflower?
Slang, Basco. A wallflower is someone who doesn't dance at the party.
Mamma mia, I think Americans have left the more words out in the dictionary than they put in.
Mr. Basco, who's that girl waiting for you from the corner of the room?
I never saw before in my life. Come on, Dallas, so we dance.
Then Daddy bought me a Cadillac for my birthday. Oh, it was adorable. And Tommy bought it and smashed it to pieces. And we had an awful time with the insurance company. And, Mr. Basco, am I boring you?
No, I'm going to listen to you all night.
Well, anyway, this year I decided I might go out for the tennis team. You should see my back home.
Mama, don't tell me you got another hand in the back of you.
Basco, I can see you've never been on a court.
I only want to when I'm got a ticket for jaywalking.
Oh, stop. Look, you can come over some Saturday. I can give my Cadillac a rest, and we can drive to the court in yours. Do you have a caddy?
My ass, buddy, you mean a kitty.
I mean a caddy.
Kitty, caddy. Mine had a nine of babies the last week.
Oh, you're adorable.
All right, everybody. Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Please, quiet. Will you please be seated?
Luigi, I'm looking for you all night.
Hello, Jenna. No, come on, over here. Sit down and please.
Fellow members, we come now to the high point of the evening's entertainment, the presentation of the prize watch to the member who discovered the most interesting antique of the year. This year, the gold watch goes to one of our most revered members, and here he is, Arthur Tillinghast.
Thank you, fellow members. This is a great honor. My discovery was this authentic medal, which was worn by General Kosciuszko during his famous war campaign. Look at it. Definitely circa 1750 and in remarkably rare condition. Frankly, I haven't prepared very much on Mr. Kosciuszko. Thaddeus, I believe his first name was.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
The name is Thaddeus.
Is it going to make a trouble?
Yes, young lady.
In Poland, we say his name Thaddeus Kosciuszko. But in America, Thaddeus Kosciuszko is fine.
Jenna, please.
Thank you, young lady. Thaddeus Kosciuszko. How's that?
Very good. You say it like you're going to sneeze, and you got it.
Mamma mia, not there, the last one.
Well, as I was saying, I'm afraid I'm somewhat of a disappointment, inasmuch as I didn't study much on Mr. Kosciuszko.
Good for you.
Janet, please.
Perhaps the young lady can tell us something.
I thought he's very happy to. We both are proud of Kuchashko. We regard him as our Thomas Jefferson. He volunteered in your American Revolution, and General Washington made him his chief officer.
Go on, please.
Well, your Congress gave him special thanks. Also, the privilege of American citizenship. Also, the annual pension. Kuchashko never forgot America. The rest of his life, till he died, 1817, he always fought very hard to make Poland free.
Thank you very much, young lady. Naturally, you're Polish?
I was Polish. Soon to be American, like General Kosciuszko and my friend who brought me, Mr. Luigi Basco.
Oh, very, very
friends, I'm very happy I'm brought her here.
Fine. What's her name?
Her name, Mizane Shibravina.
Luigi, we say goodnight here in the hallway, all right?
Yeah, but Jen, I'm owe you a big apology.
Why, Luigi?
Well, because I'm acting terrible all the night. Jen, only reason I took you out was Schultz is telling me you was American.
And I owe you a big apology too, Luigi.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Schultz told me you were born in Boston.
You mean you was expected to some American fella?
I think so.
Then I guess you was disappointed, huh?
At first, maybe.
Then I was a very stupid. After all Americans, as they come over from the other side, only some a little before the others.
Luigi?
Yes, sir?
Yes, head in Olivia.
What's that?
In Polish, I like you.
Jenna?
Yes, Luigi.
Siamo muchissimo.
And this means in English?
That means in English, yes.
Luigi?
Huh?
Say, good night now.
All right.
Viva la Cassiesto!
I had a good time at the dance. I met a lot of nice people. A wonderful girl. And I found a while. The one thing I couldn't believe is true. But I found out really something happened 10 years in Chicago. Crawford Avenue was changed to Pulaski Street in honor of another great Polish general who was with the Kosciuszko. Mama, who knows? Maybe someday you're going to come to Chicago. I'm going to take you down to Market Street. But then it's going to be changed maybe to Vasco Boulevard. General Vasco the immigrant.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi. And they want to remind you that chewing Wrigley Spearmint Gum is the easy, enjoyable way to sweeten your breath and help keep your mouth feeling fresh and clean. There's lots of lively, full-bodied, real spearmint flavor in Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, and you can chew and enjoy a stick of Wrigley's as long as you like, anytime, any place. So do as millions of people do. Keep a package of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum with you all the time. And whenever you want a taste treat or you want to freshen your mouth, chew a stick. Remember, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum gives you chewing enjoyment plus refreshing, long-lasting flavor. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to be sure to listen next week at the same time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production. Pat Burton is associate producer. The script is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mr. Benoff. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco and Alan Reed as Pasquale, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding.